Chapter 9. The Moat. I stayed in bed for the next few days. According to the official reports, I had hurt my shoulder while I was hunting in the forest. Prince Michael heard this. Of course, he knew de Hensel's knife was the real cause of my wound. At the end of the week, Johann arrived with news that the king was ill and very pale. We had to act quickly. Sapt, Fritz and I rode our horses towards the castle with six men. Sapt carried rope, and we all had guns and long knives. When we were near the castle, we told the men to hide in the bushes with the horses. Sapt had a whistle to blow if danger came, but so far we hadn't seen anyone. Michael still believed that I was ill in bed, so he wasn't expecting me. We arrived at the moat, and Fritz tied some rope to a tree. I wanted to examine the pipe that led from the king's window down into the moat, so I removed my boots and started to climb carefully down the rope into the water. I swam across the moat. My shoulder was hurting terribly, but I continued around the castle walls. There were lights from a room on the other side, and I heard laughter and happy voices. I moved very slowly, and soon I saw a large shape in front of me. It was the pipe, leading from the king's window to the water. I was approaching it when I saw something else, and my heart stood still. It was a boat moving slowly around the castle. I listened carefully and heard breathing. There was a guard in the boat. I stayed very still beside the pipe and waited until the boat had passed. Then I held my breath and dived below the water and into the bottom of the pipe. I swam up until my head was above the water inside the pipe. I could see a light above. That must be from the king's cell, I thought. I heard voices. Do you need anything, sir? Asked one of the duke's men. Then I heard the king's voice. It was very weak. Please, kill me, for I am dying slowly here, he said. The Duke doesn't want to kill you, yet, the man replied. Then please leave me, said the king. The light disappeared, and I heard two locks turn in the door. And then I heard the desperate cries of the king, alone in his dark cell. I waited for the guard in the boat to pass again, and then I returned to the rope and climbed out of the moat, where my friends were waiting. Just then, we heard horses, and three men stopped near us. Who's there? A man called. Sapt blew his whistle to call our men. A moment later, there were shots. There are nine of them, cried one of the castle guards. Save yourself! We heard a man fall, then another. Two of the Duke's men were dead. Suddenly a horse came towards me. It was Rupert de Hensel, and he had a sword. At last, I cried. I was waiting for you to appear. It's the impostor, he said, and swung his sword at me. He just missed my hand. My men fired shots, and he rode quickly towards the moat and jumped into the water. We followed behind, but he had already disappeared. I was furious that Rupert de Hensel had escaped from us, but we couldn't do anything more that night. We returned to our horses. We must think of a plan quickly, I told Sapt. The king can't wait any longer. It's very dangerous, Sapt replied. If the guards see us, they'll kill the king. Perhaps he's already dead. We rode back to the house in silence. I had never seen Sapt so unhappy. Finally, he said, A rescue is impossible. You might remain king of Ruritania after all, my friend. I am embarrassed to tell you that this thought made me happy. I could marry my love, Flavia. But then I remembered the desperate cries of the unhappy king. Flavia was his love, not mine. And if he was still alive, I had to risk my own life to save him. The following day, Johann brought us news that the king was still alive. We were very relieved. I also learned that Princess Flavia was coming to see me. She had heard about my wound and was very worried. I had hoped to rescue the king and return him to Strelsau before I ever saw her again. But I longed to see her. When she arrived, she was happy to see me up and well. It was wonderful to have her with me once more, and we spent the next 2 days together.